Chapter 1. Lyra felt tears sting her eyes as she stood at the heart of the latest village she and her followers had freed from Isolde's forces. Looking around at the aftermath of the violence that had come as her followers captured it from Isolde's forces. There were so many villages like this, so many victories now. But it always hurt to see the dead, the ones who had fallen in battle. There were far fewer of those now, at least, than there had been in the days before she could help those Isolde had converted. Those of her followers who had died were being carried to her with honor, borne by weeping acolytes. Lyra stood still as the dead were brought to her feet, her golden hair blowing in the wind, her white robes edged with gold, proclaiming her status as the Golden Shadow. Her followers wore less opulent versions of the same robes, with twin golden and purple threads worn as pendants to proclaim their allegiance, their faith in her power. Lyra smiled to see that faith, even in the loss of some of the numbers in the attack. Her dead followers were set down before Lyra, even as her blue eyes filled with tears for the slain. She looked out over the others there. There were so many of them. It wasn't just the trained warriors, but the hordes of those who believed in Lyra as an ancient, as something close to a goddess. They insisted on coming with Lyra when she went to free more villages from Isolde's tyranny. They wanted to see the miracle of people being saved from the crystal sickness. Now, though, they looked scared. They needed Lyra's reassurance. She needed to speak now or lose their faith. "My friends," she said, and she didn't have to raise her voice, because everyone fell into awestruck silence as soon as she started to speak. "We have lost people today. It's right that we mourn for them. It's right that we know sorrow that we won't see them again." She started to summon her light to cover the bodies, the glow intense. "But know that they have merely moved on to the next stage of their existence, that they have gone into the light, as we all hope to, when it's time to pass from this world. As we all must, eventually." Lyra intensified her light, building it into something that held heat and flames now. And if it took a portion of the shadow magic within her to do that, at least it meant she could give her followers the comfort they deserved. "When you face your foes, know this, you have an advantage, because they have nothing to look forward to beyond this life, while you belong to the light." She built her powers to a crescendo, burning the bodies to ash. Those ashes would be carried back to Sanctuary, to be interred beneath the growing temple city, with its fortress-like rings of walls. Lyra knew that in one sense she was manipulating people. She was playing the part of a high priestess, an ancient, a goddess, to give these people hope. They didn't follow Lyra so much as the Golden Shadow, the figure who could free them all from the Crystal Queen and her curse. The fact that Lyra was the Golden Shadow didn't come into it. Her followers had decided on the name after seeing the ways Lyra could work with both light and shadow. Now, her legend had grown large enough to swallow who she'd been before. And if she was building the hopes of these people, didn't they deserve hope? In these dark times, Lyra couldn't just leave them to despair and let them fall prey to Isolde's powers. She would do whatever she needed to do to help them. "Now that you have been freed, some of my acolytes will stay with you," Lyra said. "They will help you to rebuild and guide you." That was proving increasingly necessary as Lyra freed more and more villagers from Isolde's control, transforming her crystal touched into Lyra's reborn, and adding the villagers to the network around.